going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back in on a Monday here on The Drive. Congratulations to our winner, Jess. Is that who won that those two tickets, VIP tickets?
Yeah, Jess and H-Town.
Congratulations to Jess. Tomorrow you can do the same. You can be a winner just like Jess. You have a chance to win a pair of VIP tickets to Saturday's round of this year's Insperity Invitational. It'll be at the Woodlands Country Club. You got a chance to win a VIP, pair of VIP tickets just like Jess did. So be ready for that coming up tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, Clint. We've talked a lot about the draft, and as we should, the Texans had 9 picks made in this draft, did a lot, especially a lot during rounds 2 to 4. They've added a lot of players in those rounds and added some guys that you feel like could make impacts to this team. And for you, when you look at this, where do you go in terms of what this means for the guys that are already on the roster, right? We know CJ's good, right? This didn't have anything to do with him. Mm-hmm. You know, Stingley, this didn't have nothing to do with him. But there are some guys on the roster, some vets, that these moves will directly impact them in some way.
Yeah, I think that's there's a real topic to flush out here, or at least discuss. I don't know how much flushing out needs to be done, but with these draft picks, I think we've said it a million times. It's hard to sometimes listen to D'Amico and Nick and kind of figure out what they're thinking, but boy, their actions sure do tell you something, right? Let's start with the fact that there were 2 wide receivers picked one in the second round, one in the third round, with their top 3 picks, number 34 overall, number 79 overall. They draft teammates out of Iowa State, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel. One bigger bodied outside receiver that's very similar to Nico Collins, at least in play style and stature. And then Jalen Noel, more of a shiftier, faster, one of the faster receivers in this draft. Thought to be more of a slot receiver. The fact that those 2 guys were 2 of the 3 first 3 picks by the Texans, that tells you, one, obviously there was a need at the wide receiver position. It tells you that odds are they don't expect to get Tank Dell back anytime soon. Yeah. But I think the biggest tell here is John Metchie. John Metchie's a former second-round pick that they've been extremely patient with. We all understand why. They've been patient with him, and he's got a little bit of run over the last couple of years, and it just isn't, the stars aren't aligning for him. It can't break that barrier, can't get into being the same player at the pro level that he was at the college level. And they've been really patient with him, gave him a ton of opportunity. The fact that they drafted 2 of their first 3 picks were wide receivers tells me, Metchie, it's time for him to show up and show out, or there's a chance he ain't going to be on this team. There's real, real pressure. They signed two guys off the streets in free agency. They just drafted two guys with the top three picks that they had in this draft. There's some real pressure to not just, hey, you're gonna be relegated to that fourth spot or that fifth spot. Now this is off the team type stuff. So John Metchie, the pressure's on.
Yeah. Now him and Hutch.
Yeah.
If you're in that same position,
absolutely.
Because we look at, hey, they've added two guys. Clint, their number one pick in the draft ain't going nowhere.
Mm-mm.
Higgins ain't going nowhere, and Nola's not going anywhere either. They're number two and third picks in the draft. They're not going anywhere. And they just signed Justin Watson. You got to beat him.
Yep. Braxton Berrios.
Go make it, because he's going to probably be the returner. Right? So, yeah, it's big for those two guys. They have, what do you say, they've recruited over you.
Yep.
At this point. And now you gotta stay on
well, the squad. They can't be patient anymore. It's time to keep this train moving, and you either got to jump on it or jump off. And I just think that signifies that. Now, the number two pick in this year's draft for the Texans was, again, second round, 48 overall, was Ariante Urshery. It's an offensive tackle, right? We are loaded, a traffic jam at the offensive tackle position, especially if Titus Howard is going to play tackle. Now, there's a lot of folks out there that have been talking about Titus Howard almost like putting off the tackle position, and he is a guard. Dang it, he is a guard. He's going to play guard. I don't see it in all the film that I've watched with Titus Howard. I think Titus Howard is a better tackle, and I don't even think it's close, to be honest with you. But I am higher on him at guard than most people are. The value in Titus Howard is the fact that he can play both. And this drafting a tackle that's played tackle his entire career at Minnesota, it's hard for me to think they're going to draft that guy at tackle and play him at guard when you've got Titus Howard, who plays tackle, who can plug and play guard. He's played guard before at the NFL level. You know what you're getting. And it's hard for me to believe that Titus Howard's going to do anything other than play guard right now for this team.
Yeah, I mean, has to be, right? Like, the thought would be, yes, I know he's your most expensive lineman, but you would think it would make more sense to move the guy who has had experience in the NFL playing guard, as opposed to, hey, rookie, come in here and start a new position at guard. So it seems to make that sense.
Yep. And then I'm going to move down to the fourth pick, which was pick 97, third round, pick 97 overall, cornerback Jalen Smith out of USC. Is this a sign that Lassiter could play more? I don't think he's obviously going to be the starting outside corner, but could play more slot corner after all, right? This is a nickel defender, a corner that gives you flexibility in your nickel defenses. Right now, you got Jalen Petrie, who I think is going to be really good against the run. He's going to be really good in any kind of pressure packages. But we saw him get caught against Davante Adams last year in a man situation, and it's trouble, right? The truth of the matter is, I think he's getting better. But the truth of the matter is, Petrie is, if he has a fault, it's going to be in coverage. With Lassiter, obviously Stingley, but with Lassiter and now Jalen Smith, assuming the Jalen Smith pick works out, you've got the ability to go nickel defender. Again, whether you want to put Jalen in there, he's played nickel at the college level, or you want to put or you want to put Lassiter in there, they both could play the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
the nickel defender position. Now you've got a group of corners that you can play nickel defense with, and now you can play man. You don't have to worry about teams getting you in man situations. You got better cover guys. So on a day that I didn't know that the defense could get much better, I think drafting Jalen Smith and assuming that he's a third-rounder that just hits on a third-round level, like he doesn't have to be great and be pro bowler, just hits on a third-round level, you would think that this gives the secondary some flexibility.
You really like this pick.
I do.
You really like this
pick. I do.
Pick.
I like what it looks like on paper. I like what it looks like schematically. I don't know if he's going to – I mean, you know, a lot of these guys, some of these guys ain't going to work. But if Jalen Smith works out, which I do think there's less risk associated with Jalen Smith simply because Kalen Bullock knows him. He's a teammate of Kalen Bullock's. There's some inside knowledge there that you at least know what kind of guy he is. You know he's going to be a fit in the locker room kind of deal.
I do wonder how much they view thinking like, hey, what would it be like to have Lassiter inside?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how much they view that.
Well, I don't think
– I liked it, but I wonder how much they
– I don't think it'll ever be – I don't think it would ever – especially for a third rounder. I don't think it would ever be a – that's his position. But the ability to go, hey, Lassiter, you slide inside, and now we've got a true corner that can play outside, and we're not having to bring in a guy that's at the bottom of the roster. A guy that's really a special teams player. You got a true corner that can play the position at a high level. And then Lassiter's a guy that can move in and out. Or you leave Lassiter outside and you have the ability to pull Jalen Smith in at the nickel defender position inside. Either way it goes, I just doubt very seriously that Jalen Smith is even remotely close to as the type of player that Lassiter is, which I think Lassiter inside is an absolute freak.
Yeah, I love the idea of it. I think they would probably be like, all right, we'll have Lassiter inside and we'll have Gardner Johnson or Jimmy Ward inside before they get to that. But I think it does create depth, Clint, because we know they have had injuries back there.
Yeah.
They can do a lot of
gives you options, gives you flexibility, and gives you depth. And here's the last one. Woody Marks was picked, and they traded a draft pick to move up and get him with 116 overall in the fourth round. Moving up to get a running back like that, I really like Woody Marks, but just the thought of them jumping up and getting a running back and trading draft capital to do it tells you that when you look at Dare Ogunbowale, you look at Damian Pierce, that their days may be numbered at that backup running back. I love the fact that they're bringing a young guy in there.
Yeah, they gave up a third round pick next year to get up in the fourth round.
Must have really liked
him. Yeah. So and you can see the change of pace. You've talked about that all year. It's just like both of them are physical down, can be downhill runners. You need this is a real change of pace that can bring speed. And now, right, probably comes in right now, and Joe is really good at it, but probably comes in as your best receiving running back. Maybe already. Oh. I mean, he caught 83 balls at Mississippi State.
Yeah,
I mean, a couple of years ago. So, I guess a couple, more than a couple. I mean, he was there in 2021.
He was there in 2020.
He
was with Leach in 2020.
Like when I moved here.
Hey, wasn't that COVID? COVID. Yeah, them boys getting 6 years, man.
6 years, yeah. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll get them best bets here. See if we can start off with a good week. End it Friday, winning 3 out of 5. So, that's good. Let's see if we can get you some money. I'm guessing a lot of this may be NBA-based, especially with the Rockets. And Tyler, betting with his heart. So we'll see a little bit about that. Although I love it, Tyler. No, I'm not. I've got a theory here. I'm not just betting with my heart. I got a theory here. So we'll.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.